Last time we learned that in the Berachas HaMitzvahs we say Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvaysav V'Tzivanu, and we explained from the Vilna Gaon that Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvaysav is corresponds to the aspect of a mitzvah that every mitzvah inherently gives a person an eternal life, a kedusha. But Hashem really wants us to do the mitzvahs because V'Tzivanu, because Hashem commanded us to do it, and we're doing the Ratzon Hashem. And we explain that the Chinuch learns that a Birchas HaMitzvahs is a Birchas Shvach V'Hoidos, thanking Hashem. And we're thanking Hashem not just for the fact that the mitzvahs give us Kedusha, but for the fact that He was Mitzava us, and he made us Mitzuvah. And the reason is, because even the more so, the fact that we're Mitzuvah to do the mitzvahs, Galdom Mitzuvah V'Oise, Yoisim Mimisha'ina Mitzuvah V'Oise, and that gives the tremendous Schar, and we're thankful to Hashem for the fact that V'Tzivanu. Be'ezus Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the next words of the bracha, and that is Al Netilas Yadayim. Al Netilas Yadayim. This week we'd like to understand a little bit some of the reasons behind why we have Netilas Yadayim and the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, and hopefully with this maybe we'll come to an understanding the uniqueness of the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Why is it that the Netilas Yadayim is the very first bracha of the day? First bracha of all the brachas that we make is this bracha, Netilas Yadayim. Perhaps we'll come to some understanding of this. So I'd like to start off, Shem, with the Olam, a very interesting thing I saw in the Siddur Rekech. And I'll read to you his words. He says like this: Bebirchas Netilas Yadayim, the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, Yud Gimel Tevis. There's 13 words in the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvaysav Tzivanu Al Netilas Yadayim. That's 13 words if you count. Says the Rekeach, Kineged, the Pasuk, Su'u Yedeichem Kodesh U'Borchu Es Hashem Vov Tevis. This Pasuk, Su'u Yedeichem Kodesh, lift your hands in Kedusha and bless Hashem. That's 6 words. And then there's another pasuk: Erchatz bin a koyin kapay v'asoyvava es misbach Hashem zayin tevis. Another pasuk that Erchatz bin a koyin kapay, to rinse my hands in cleanliness and I surround Hashem and I'm able to surround Hashem with the surround the misbach, the damat Hashem. That's 7 tevis. So the six words of Su Yudechem Kodesh Baruch Hashem and the 7 words of the other pasuk Erchatz bin a koyin kapay. These two is 13, and the 13 words of the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim is connected these 13 words of these two brachas. So obviously this needs to be understood. Why is the bracha corresponding to specifically these two psukim? Two psukim, what about these? What's the idea of this? So Be'ez Hashem would like to give perhaps an understanding or two in this rekech. So we'll be makdim with the Beis Yosef, and Mishnah Berurah brings down two core mahalchim in the Rishonim. Why, in general, we wash our hands in the morning? What's the idea behind the Netilas Yadayim? Although there's an idea, we know that there's a ruach ruah, there's a tuma, and that's why we need to. That is a reason why we need to wash our hands. In fact, that's why we need to do it 3 times to get rid of the ruach tuma. But the Paiskim say, the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that. That the fact that we're getting rid of the ruach tumah, that would not require a bracha. So the Rishonim give other explanations, and these two, I'll share with you two explanations given in the Paiskim for Netilas Yadayim and to the extent that we make a bracha. The first is the Rosh. The Rosh is found in Brachas in the 9th parak. He's really going on the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Samach Amud Beis in Brachas says the Makar for Netilas Yadayim. The Gemara talks about all the things we do in the morning, all the brachas. Kimoshi Yadei, says the Gemara, when a person washes hands, Leimo, he says, Baruch Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu on Netilas Yadayim. Says the Rosh in Ois Chav Gimel, the 9th parak. He says, Al Netilas Yadayim, why? Lefi, because She Yadav Shel Odom Askani Ois. Heim. A person's hands are active. V'efsher, and it's impossible, shaloi liga b'basar ha-mantonif b'layla. It's impossible that during the night, while he was sleeping, his hands didn't touch a part in his body that was unclean. And for that reason, says the Rosh, we're required to wash our hands and even make a bracha. Why? Because there's an obligation before tefillah. In order to daven, a person needs to clean his hands. If his hands are dirty, a person needs to clean his hands. So the chiv of netilas yadayim in the morning, says the Rosh, is that chiv? Is the chiv of cleaning our hands for davening? That's how the Rosh explains it. Just, it's for sure that we assume that he definitely touched an unclean part of his body, therefore he is chayav netilas yadayim. And he goes as far to say, and this is brought down, Chabad talks about this, v'nira, it would seem, says the Rosh, shem ein loy mayim, b'di'evet, if a person doesn't have water, no problem. Umenakas yadav b'tzarif, b'di'evet, he doesn't have water, and he cleans his hands with like a rack, or rubs it on dirt, then shemavarach on lekiyas yadayim, then he would make a bracha, not on lekiyas yadayim, but on lekiyas yadayim. Why? The chayav adam lenakas yadav b'shas tefillah, a person has an obligation to clean his hands for davening. Kedamar le'el, like the Gemara says, the chsiv erchatz bin a koyin kapai, and he's really referring to the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Tezvav. The Gemara says, Amar le Ravina l'Rava, Chazi Mar Hay Tzurban Ravana. Did you see this Talmud Chacham? The Asim in my Rava v'Amar. He said like this: Misha ein lo imayim l'erchatz yada. If someone didn't have water, then mikaneach yadav ba'ofar. He could actually wipe his hands for davening on the dirt. So for davening, that works. Omar Lei, he responded, yeah, Shaper Kamar. He's saying a true statement. Why? Because Miksiv Erchatz B'mayim. Does it say in the Pasuk Erchatz B'mayim that we rinse our hands with water? No. Erchatz B'nikoyin Ksiv. Kol Midi Dimanaki. Anything that cleans your hands, would work to do with water. Now, of course, we need to do water because of Ruach Ruah. But besides Ruach Ruah, for the actual chiyuv of, and you have to make a bracha for netilas yadayim, says the Rosh, you don't really need water, and you don't even need a kli. You don't need a kli. The idea of netilas yadayim is this idea of preparing, cleaning our hands for davening. That's the opinion of the Rosh. Oh, comes along the Tshuvas HaRashba in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, and he says like this. He says a whole different explanation. What's the idea behind netilas yadayim and why we make a bracha? It says like this. Fascinating idea. Yesh loimar. Lefisha b'shachar, in the morning, onunasim kiberi chadosha. We become like a new person. Dichsiv, like the Pasuk in Eicha says, chadoshim labakorim rabba munasecho. Chadoshim labakorim. We're entirely new. Hashem gives us a fresh day. We start off fresh. Chazal say, a person wakes up energized, refreshed. Utsuchamanu lahoidis leizbarcha. And we need to thank Hashem for this. Al shabaronu lechvaydei, that he created us for His glory, l'shar say, to serve Him, l'varach b'shmai, and to be mevarach b'shmai. Says the Rashba, v'aldover ze tiknu b'shachar kol oisim brachas shana mevarachim chol biker biker. That's the idea. Every morning we make a whole set, a whole list of brachas. Thank Hashem for eyesight, for this, because we're a new person and we got this from new. We're entirely a new person, and we need to thank Hashem for all the things that we got. Says the Rashba, ulefikach. Therefore, onutzrichim lehiskadish biktushasei. We need to be miskadish biktushasei. Velito yodeinu menakli. And as our hachana, we understand that Hashem created us lechvayde. We need to be mekadish our hands and lito yodeinu menakli. Just like a kohen, like the kohen that before he starts the avodah, shemekadish yadav menakir kodem avodasei. The kohen, before he starts the avodah, he gets ready, he's making himself. How does he do that? He washes his hands. Says the Rashba, the idea behind netilas yadayim is that when we wake up in the morning, chadoshim labakarim, we realize that Hashem created us l'chvayde, we get ourselves ready for avodas Hashem, just like the kohen washes his hands, we wash our hands. And that's why we have netilas yadayim in a bracha. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that with L'chumar, we take on both of these reasons. Both of these reasons in halacha. Yeah. So
how can we not wash at the other?
We should. But we don't make it. The question is why we don't make a bracha. And why, according to the Rosh, that's a question on the Rosh, why we don't make a bracha. But that's a good question to talk about. So perhaps with these two ideas, we have the idea of the Rosh, that netilas yadayim in the morning is our preparing for davening, right? Where we clean our hands to get ready for davening. And then we have the Rashba, that we wash our hands because chadashim labakaran, and we're b'mekadosh our yadayim, like the kohen that does kiddush yadayim, we're mekadosh our yadayim to prepare ourselves for avodas Hashem. With these two ideas, perhaps we could give an understanding in this rekech that there's two elements to netilas yadayim. One element, what's the, like we said before, what's the makar for this that you have to wash your hands for davening? The Gemara says this pasuk of erchatz bin koyin kapoy. So that's one element of netilas yadayim. But there's another element of su'u yideichem kodesh, to be makadish our hands, like the kohen, we're makadish our hands, and that's preparing, that's our hachana for the avodas Hashem of the day, that's su'u yideichem kodesh. Perhaps that's an idea in these two psukim that are hinted to, in that the 13 words of the bracha netilas yadayim correspond to these two psukim. I'd like to suggest an added understanding, another understanding in this rekech, why these two psukim are hinted to, and that the psuk, that the words of netilas yadayim correspond to these two psukim. And that is that we know that netilas yadayim really has two parts. And halacha is brought down that after a person washes his hands, he's supposed to lift his hands. It's hagboy yadayim. A person's supposed to raise his hands a little bit, lift them up a little bit. In fact, there are some that have a minhag that's brought down that when a person raises his hands by when a person by netilas yadayim for suda, when a person raises his hands, it's brought down to the idea of raising one's hands. And some have the minhag.
You're supposed to do it after, like I see people pork like three times and then they
yeah,
go like
yeah,
this.
Right. And some so that is it's brought down in Sfarim.
It's
brought down in it's actually brought down in halacha. To wash, to be magbiya the yadayim, yeah.
To what? To
magbiya, to raise your hands. And in fact, some have the minhag.
Every time he was, right? Not just
netilas, any time.
Anytime. Right, correct. Any netilas the time. And some have the minhag. Yeah, so it's brought down, I believe. Even
in
Eglas, it's brought down a little bit.
Okay, that's
what
you should do too?
That's a discussion, but there are those that I think Commissioner Brewer says to Eglas, I think. In fact, some have the minhag to say su'u yideichem kodesh when they lift their hands, they say su'u yideichem kodesh, which means lift your hands in kedusha. Baruch Hashem, right? When they make the bracha, Baruch Hashem su'u yideichem. So it could be that these two parts. There's the actual washing your hands, and then there's lifting up your hands. That's two parts to netilas yadayim. So it could be that's the bracha netilas yadayim corresponds to these two psukim. The first is erchatz bin koyin kapai. Wash your hands, right? Erchatz, rinse. I rinse my hands. So that's corresponding to the actual netila, the actual washing the hands. And then there's the second step, su'u yideichem kodesh. The second part is lifting up at one's hands. Just perhaps we could give a little bit of an understanding in these two things. The washing the hands and lifting the hands. What are these two things? And that is like this. The Rashba explains what we just quoted. The Rashba says that the idea of netilas yadayim in the morning is our hachana to avodas Hashem. It's our expression of we're ready to serve Hashem. Right, we're ready to serve Hashem, just like the kohen when his way of getting ready to serve Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, he does kiddush yadayim. We wash our hands. So we know that avodas Hashem. We've spoken about this in the past. That avodas Hashem, we do mitzvahs of Hashem. They're meant to bring us kedusha, like the pasuk says, "Vasisim es kol mitzvah yisoy v'yisim kedushim." And we learned from the Reishis Chachma. Reishis Chachma says that really Kedusha goes in two stages. There's two aspects. There's the Sur Meira and there's the Asei Toiv element. The Sur Meira, he explains, is the precious abstinence from physicality. That's the first level. But then Kedusha, the second step of Kedusha is the Asei Toiv, the positive. And that is elevating our actions, taking our physical actions, and doing physical actions that are the Ratzon Hashem, meaning doing mitzvahs maisim, physical actions we elevate our physical side by doing mitzvahs, and that brings us Kedusha. That's the second step, that's the Asei Toiv. And perhaps, that's the way to come to Kedusha, perhaps that's when we are Mechen, says the Rashba. How do we do achana? for Avodas Hashem, we do Netilas Yadayim. Perhaps our hachana is two things. We wash our hands and we lift up our hands. Could be these two things are correspondent to the two elements of Avodas Hashem, of the Sur Meira and Asei Toiv. The first is Erchatz Bin Akoyen Kapai, that we rinse our hands, we wash our hands. That corresponds to the Sur Meira, that we, our hands, our actions, are clean from physicality. We're ready to go away from the physical side. That's Erchatz Bin Akoyen Kapai. We wash our hands. And then is the second step. We lift up our hands. Our hands are right. Are represent our actions. We do actions with our hands. Our hands. We lift up our hands. That's su'u yedeichem kodesh. But that corresponds to our hachana to do actions to do physical actions that are going to elevate our actions. Elevate by doing the mitzvahs. So we elevate our hands. We lift up our hands. Su'u yedeichem kodesh. That is. Corresponds to this that we're being mechen, we're preparing ourselves to do the mitzvahs, ma'isim of Hashem, and that is elevating our physical actions, elevating them, and that will bring kedusha, that's suyudechem kodesh. So these two parts to our hachana, to avodas Hashem, is that netilas yadayim and hagbah, that's the two ideas of erchatz ben akoyen kapai and suyudechem kodesh. I'd like to share something I saw, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, he really paraphrases the words of the Rashba, this Rashba that we're quoting. But he adds some words, and I'd like to read to you his words. He says like this. Sho'odom, a person is a berich hadasha, wakes up in the morning, like the Rashba says, like a new person. Sho'odom mafkid nishmasai, a person gives his neshama to Hashem at night, ayefa, tired. Akadish Baruch Hu machsalai, Kadosha Ragua, right? A person gets back a fresh, energized, a person, assuming a person slept enough, but a person gets back or is refreshed and he's energized for the day. And now he's able to serve Hashem with all his capabilities. And he has the ability to serve Hashem the whole day. He has enough energy to last him throughout the whole day. Why? Why is that Hashem did that? Said the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Ki zeh kol ha'adam. Because that's why Hashem, why does Hashem give us back our lives? Why does Hashem give us energy? Chadoshim labukarim. Ki zeh kol ha'adam. Because that's the essence of man, to serve Hashem. That's the essence of a person, to serve Hashem the whole day. Lefikach, therefore, tzrichem anachnu. We need to be miskadesh b'kdushosay v'litul yedeinu menakli. K'dei lavet avedosay v'lasharsay. We see from here that not only is that Hashem gives us that energy. Why? There's one sole reason why Hashem gives us a new day and a fresh start and the energy to last us throughout the day. Ki zeh kol adam, because that's why we're here. We're here for avodas Hashem. And it's more than that. We're meant to come to that realization. When we wake up in the morning, we should come to that realization and think, Why am I refreshed? Why did Hashem give me all this new energy? The reason is for one purpose, because I'm meant to do Avodas Hashem. And that's why the first thing we do is right away, Netilas Yadayim. We wash our hands, we're mechen for Avodas Hashem, because we wake up and we're meant to come to that awareness. When we wake up, why is it that Hashem gave me a new start, a refreshed energy for the day? It's for one reason, L'sharsay, to serve Hashem. And so that's why we right away we wash our hands, and something we could think about when we wash our hands that we're getting the message and we're washing our hands because we realize that that's why we're here, that's why we got the energy, and we wash our hands as an expression of our hachana. We're being mechen for avodas Hashem. And just to add, if you look in the Rashba carefully, he says like this. We need to thank Hashem al shabaranu l'chvoidei, that He created us l'chvoidei for one reason, l'chvoidei. How? So he says like this: l'chvoidei l'sharsai, to serve Him, ulevarich b'shmai, and to be mevarich b'shmai, to make brachas. That's to be mevarich b'shmai. That's what it means. Shabaranu l'chvoidei is two things. How do we bring honor to Hashem? How do we And our avodah, how do we, what do we do? Two things. L'shar say, to serve Hashem, or levarach b'shmoy. Two things. And could be that's the two things we do. We do netilas yadayim, and we make a bracha. Perhaps these two things are our recognition that I'm here l'chvod b'shabrona l'chvodai. What does that mean? L'shar say, to serve Hashem. So I, what do? I'm a kadesh my yadayim, like the kohen that gets ready for to be sharsay, to serve Hashem. How do we get ready to serve Hashem? Kiddush yadayim, right? We wash our hands. And I also realized levarach b'shmoy. How do we come to that recognition? Levarach b'shmoy. So what do? Right away, we make a bracha when we're doing this hachana of netilas yadayim for the avodas Hashem. We realize that part of that is also brachas levarach b'shmoy. So we make a bracha of netilas yadayim, which will come out that the bracha of netilas yadayim is unique. It's our recognition. It's coming from our recognition that why am I here? Why are we here? We're here l'sharsai u'levarach b'shmoy. Lies in the bracha of netilas yadayim, that recognition of the essence, kizeh kol adam, that's what we're here for. L'sharsai u'levarach b'shmoy. So we're mekadesh yadayim, that's l'sharsai, and I make a bracha because we realize that that's why we're here, l'varach b'shmoy. That perhaps could be an idea why this is the first bracha of the day. Because that's really the essence. That's all the brachas are. Why do we make so many brachas? Because that's why we're here. In the bracha of Netilas Adayim lies our recognition of why, of what a bracha is about. That's the essence of Kizek Al Adam, Levarach Bishmoy. It's beautiful. And it's interesting. There's an interesting Balat Turim. And we'll end with this. On the Pasuk and in Baschanan, in the first parash of Krishna, Vishinantan Levanecha, Vidibarta Bom, Vishivcha Bevesecha, Vlechtcha Vaderech, Uvishachbucha, Uvkumecha. On the words, he says a very interesting thing. On the words Uvkumecha, the Balat Turim says like this, Tagin al Hakuf. On the Kuf of Uvkumecha, the letter Kuf of Uvkumecha, this Tagin on the Kuf. Says the Balat Turim, what is that? It's a, on the letter Kuf of the word, the Kuf. The tag. Oh. What is that hint? Why is there a tagin on the Kuf? What does that hint us? No. Why specifically on the word of Kumecha? What does this mean? Loimar, this set tells us, Kishiyamoid ba boiker. When a person stands up in the morning, meaning of Kumecha, when you wake up in the morning, Kishiyamoid ba boiker, Yispalo Meya brachas. We should say Meya brachas. That's kuf. The kuf is 100. So the kuf is of kumecha. That when you kishiyamid ba baiker, when you get up in the morning, you spell meya brachas. That's what he says. But there's something interesting here because what does that mean? The mitzvah of meya brachas is a chiv in the day, right? Chayev the Gemara and Menachos we've quoted in the past. Rameir Aimer, Tanya Rameir Aimer, Chayiv Adam Levarch Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. There's a Chayiv to make every day, you have to have 100 brachas. What does it have to do with waking up in the morning? What does the waking up in the morning have to do with the Mea Brachas? Every day, there's a Chayiv. The same way every day, a person needs to put on tefillin, every day, a person needs to make Mea Brachas. What does it have to do with Uv Kumecha? But based on this idea, it's beautiful. We're meant to wake up in the morning. And we wake up in the morning and we say, why is it that we woke up? Why is it that Hashem gave us the chadoshim labakarim, the new energy of the day that can last us the entire day? What's this about? You know why? Oh, because I'm meant to make mea brachas. I'm meant to be l'shar say l'varach b'shmai. I'm here to serve Hashem and to be mevarach b'shmai. That's why I'm here. We're supposed to realize that we have an obligation of making, that's the kizek al adam, that's what it's all about. We're here l'sharsai u'levarach b'shmai. So that recognition is supposed to happen in the morning of kumecha. When we wake up in the morning and we feel the chadashim labukarim, that newness, the fresh new day, we're supposed to come to that recognition, that realization. Oh, chadashim labukarim, why? Because we're here shabrano l'chvaydai, kizek al adam, that's what it's all about. L'sharsai u'levarach b'shmai. Shukaych.